Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
My parents purchased their farm, or my farm now, in 1967. We started with 33 cows. We expanded in 1973 to 82 cows, which at the time was like a whole lot of cows, and nobody did that. And we did that. And then in 1976, they built a house and a shed, both in the same year. And you know how those years were. Those were some tough years. In 1996, we expanded to 114 animals. And then we kept expanding just a little bit. We started switching cows. And then my dad and I thought we should rent my uncle's barn because he's quit farming. And so we rented Rustic Occasions, where that
yeah.
is now.
Yeah. And Stanchion Barns, Mowen. I mean, for those of us that recognize those phrases and milked in those barns, that's really something, especially when you take a look at the transition and what we're going to see during the show. Tell me about the current facility.
So the current facility, we just put in 4 robotic milkers. So it is quite a change going from a stanchion. We were milking in Stanchion Barn until early May, and then we switched into these robots. And it has been absolutely eye-opening watching the cows acclimate themselves yeah. to these robots. It has been phenomenal how well they adjust to them.
Now, tell me about the herd. How many are you milking now? Is it all Holstein? Give me a little sense on the herd and the number of acres.
Right now, we have about 280 cows total. We're only milking about 200 right now because we just started the robots
oh, sure.
up.
Okay.
So we dried a bunch of them up early and stuff like that just to get going. We're running right around 800 acres.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about this decision to go to robotics. How long did you toy with it? And give people a little sense on how you study to install or choose if you want robots.
So we started talking about this for 5 years,
Not
I
five
think
years
it was.
Yep.
And we went around and we looked at a lot of robots, and we really did a lot of research that way. And we just weren't real happy with how the technology was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And now with these new robots, as they came out, how much faster and how much smoother and
yep.
how much easier on the cow it was. And so that's what we really looked at, and that's why we made the decision now.
I think some people say, well, wait a minute, they've only got a couple hundred cows. How do they justify 4 robots? It's becoming more common in Wisconsin.
Well, labor is a huge problem.
That's right.
And that's not just in the dairy industry. It's yes. statewide. It's just a huge problem. And I think that for us, labor was becoming more of a problem. And our old facility was wearing out.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You know, after a while, the decision is almost made for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell me about how it's been for Dennis to adjust towards technology. Cows are one mm-hmm. thing, but sometimes the instigator that wanted it, having that transition, is a little more difficult.
So computers and I are not friendly toward each other. There's more than once. I mean, I've got some speed dial stuff going on where, yeah, I need a lot of help at times.
But now tell people, I guess we'll say the payback. You mentioned the cows now have Fitbits, which is ultimately designed to help with health management. Production records, I suppose. You've got numbers coming out your ears. There is that side.
There is so much information out there that it actually is mind-blowing how much is out there. And I'm not sure I know even how to process all that information yet. I mean, I will get there to know what
sure.
all that information
yep.
is. But, oh,
yep.
you look at some yep. of these screens and you just see numbers across there. And
I think it's great.
Yeah, and my wife is an accountant. So when she sees numbers, she just gets all smiley. You know, she's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's a little tough.
Susie, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, it's not just the who can handle the data quicker, but it's also been this kind of evolutionary process. He vetted the system, the question, the idea, not just about the robots, but the show with you with other family members.
Oh, he has. Dennis came and asked, let's do the farm. Can I can I apply for farm technology days? And I'm like, I don't know, let's think about this. And then the second time around, I could tell that this was what he really wanted to do. And I said, as long as you think we can do it and we have the time and the energy to do it, let's just go ahead and do it. So he applied and then we got it. And we've been running since. There's a lot more to farm technology days and getting it all put together than I ever thought there would be. But it's starting to flow really well. So we've got 30-some days. And
it's got to be kind of interesting to see so many neighbors, maybe people you haven't seen for a while, different areas of the county as far as business that are suddenly interested or coming around.
It is. Yeah, we've had a lot of people volunteering to head the committees, and they've all had different ideas, and we've been throwing things back and forth. It's interesting to see what people think we should have at Farm Technology Days and getting to that end point.
Yeah. Well, like we said, what do they think we should have at Farm Technology Days? Now, one thing, Dennis, that you were committed to, field demonstrations coming back, and you're also putting a really cool spin on farm tours. If people have attended the show previously and had assumptions on this farm tour, this is a different one this year.
Yeah, so our farm tour this year is going to be where you get off the bus. I want people to do more hands-on, and by hands-on, I mean actually, I want people to feed a calf. If they want to feed a calf water or pellets or hay, I want them to experience that. So it's not just for farm kids or for farm families. This is for anybody. Right. I think that is very important that we don't lose touch with where our food comes from. Right. The other thing you'll be able to do is walk into the barn and actually watch the robotic milkers milking cows. You know, we're not going to let you all the way in. Of course, we can't let all of that, but you will absolutely be able to walk into that barn and check it out.
Now, aside from that, why did you also feel it was critical to have field demonstrations? We go from high-tech and reaching that non-farm visitor to the more traditional field demo sides things. Why was that so important to you?
Well, the first show that I ever attended was, that's the one thing I remember. And I figure if I remember that, that's what I want other people to remember also. I just remember this big equipment and watching it go up and down the field, and it was just so amazing to me. And I want other people to experience that same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Anything in particular? I mean, you've given them plenty of things to walk away from this experience, remembering or knowing. In a nutshell, why should I be here, Dennis? Why should I take time off of work? Why should I make the drive and be a part of Farm Tech Days 2022?
I think what you want to do is come here and just see all the different things that are out there. I mean, it isn't for one particular thing. This is more of a learning experience for everyone to remember where our food comes from. I think that the public has kind of gotten a little bit of a ways away from that.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.